Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Influencer Insights. We are doing another listener Q&A today, which I have been loving these. And this one comes from Brandy Gregg, and she asks, how did you build the business that you have now while working another job? I find it difficult managing a full-time professional career while also managing a personal brand. This is such an important question, Brandy, because I feel like so many of us have gone through this, right? We have been at this feeling, we know this feeling all too well, this crossroads that we get where we're just beating our heads against the wall because it just doesn't seem like we have enough time in the day. So the first thing that I did and the first thing that I would recommend anyone do if this feeling comes up of finding it difficult to find the time, is that you first have to eliminate any excuses about time that you may have. I know that we've all heard it before, but yes, we all do have the same amount of time in the day. Now, we may have different responsibilities, we may all have different challenges, those sorts of things, but we do all have the same amount of time in the day, and it really is about how we choose to use it. I mean, I had multiple jobs at once when building my side hustle. So you have to think about that. It may be challenging and it may be difficult and it may be uncomfortable, but it's not impossible. So instead of going with the mindset of, I can't manage this, how can I better, I can't manage this, I don't have enough time in the day, I'm not going to be able to do this, you have to flip that to a question and ask yourself, how can I better plan my day? So what I developed when I was going through this, and I actually was even going through it this summer and had to kind of reconfigure this for myself, is that I created what is called a time tracking and priority prep plan. So what I do is I take 3 days, and as annoying as this sounds, guys, it works. Again, it may be uncomfortable, but it's not impossible. This is what you do. You literally write down for 72 hours every moment of your day and what you're doing. I don't care if you're brushing your teeth. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care if you're walking the dog. I don't care if you're doing your hair. Everything that you do in that time period that you are awake, you are writing it down and you want to do it for 72 hours. Now, the reason why I think 72 hours is important is because 3 days, 72 hours is going to give you a really clear direction on what you are spending your time on and where the holes may be in your day. So what you're looking for are time that you spend in the day that is being consumed by things that aren't a priority for you. That may be searching on social media, looking at cat videos, you know, taking 90 minutes to eat when it could have taken you 15 minutes, maybe reading longer than you needed to, maybe watching 3 episodes of Real Housewives instead of just one. Whatever you're seeing, you're going to start to see in the mornings and the evenings where those holes are, and then you can start your priority prep. So this is what you want to do. You want to time track on one page, and then on another page, you want to start prepping out your level of priorities. If you have a side hustle that you are trying to make happen and you've got things that you've got to do to get that going, those should be in your priority prep plan. So whether that is creating content, whether that is finding support, if you need to hire someone to help you do something, whether that is designing your website, whether that is taking photos, whatever that may be for you, you need to make a list in the order of priority of what you need to get done. Then you need to cross-reference the time tracking page with your priority prep page, and you will start to see where you were spending time that could have been better used or better spent on the priorities that you may have. I'm telling you guys, it really isn't that impossible. It may be a little annoying at first, but I promise you it will open your eyes to so much stuff. You will start to see whether it's 5 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, you're going to be like, did I really spend that much time doing that? And what is another little helpful hint is if you have an iPhone, they now have a tracker that lets you you know how much time a day you spend on social media and on the various apps. If you have not checked that out yet, go into your settings and look into that. You can also Google it to figure out where it is on your phone. But that will also be another huge eye-opener for you. It really can help so much. So I hope that this is helpful. And if you really want more help in figuring out how to take the side hustle that you've now rearranged and gotten your time clear on, then check out our free webinar that we do with Pitch It Perfect, because it's all about monetizing your side hustle. You can go to pitchitperfect.net/webinar to get the information on that. If you decide to do this, guys, I want to know what happens when you do your time tracking and your priority prep, what comes up for you. Make sure to slide into my DMs and let me know. And when you're ready to start monetizing, you know you can find us over at pitchitperfect.net/webinar. All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.